This Thursday, the IRS began distributing checks for the advanced child tax credit, sending checks for 60 million children, totaling $15 billion. Is one going to be in your mailbox this week? Who gets it, and how does this affect your finances? With us to talk about it is my favorite tax man, and a WGN regular here, is Stephen Leahy from the Chicago offices of Stephen A. Leahy, an OPM tax resolution focusing on helping people and businesses fight the IRS and resolve their tax problems. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm just great, Karen. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you for coming on and talking about this. I've got a lot of questions about this, and I'm sure our listeners will, too. So I'm going to give out our number if anyone has a question about this tax credit or about any other tax issue you might have, whether it's unpaid taxes, unfiled tax returns. I know a lot of people have these issues, and Steve is always very gracious in answering the questions. 312-981-7200. So, Steve, tell us, what do we know about this tax credit? Who's entitled to it, and how much is it?
Well, you know, I'm getting a lot of questions about this because people are calling saying, I don't think I qualified yet. I went to my bank, because a lot of this is direct deposit, right? So people went to their bank account and found money in their bank account that they didn't expect it. What they're doing is they're looking at your 2019 or 2020 tax returns to see if you were eligible for a child tax credit then. So first, let's talk a little bit about what a tax credit is, because I think a lot of people don't understand this. A tax credit, different than a deduction, right? So if I have a deduction for my kids, I say I got a $2,000 deduction. A deduction comes from my income. So if I made $70,000, if I had a $3,000 deduction, then I would be making $67,000, and there would be a $600 difference in my taxes. A credit, it comes off what my taxes are. So if I made $70,000, my tax is 20%, say it's $14,000, I would deduct $3,000 from the $14,000, and I'd only pay $11,000 in taxes. So that's what's different between a credit and a deduction. Okay. I think a lot of people fail to understand that. And so what happens? So when people went out, and also another big problem is, right, the IRS is still processing 2020 tax returns. So they're not. So a lot of times people aren't there. They don't qualify for this new tax credit. Based on their 2020 tax return, but they qualified based on their 2019 tax return. And so the IRS is going on their 2019 tax return and sending them the money. And this the big question I'm getting is, if they give me the money and I don't qualify, what happens to me then? Right? And that's really the big question I've been getting. And so the answer is, you have to pay it back in taxes next April when you file your tax return. But so it turns out to be a interest-free loan. So there's no penalties, there's no interest. And actually, some people get to keep the money even if you don't qualify for it. Because there's another $2,000. Everybody's up to $200,000 a year is entitled to a $2,000 tax credit. But that's on your tax return. And usually that's where your tax credit is found, on your tax return. So what's happening this year is they're just speeding up you, giving you that money in monthly payments before you would get it on April 15th. Now they're going to send it in April in monthly payments.
Okay. So it does sound strange. It's like you get something in the mail or get something in your bank account and it's a credit, but it's not really. They're forwarding, instead of waiting to take the credit for the taxes, they're giving you the cash up front.
Correct. So, you know, different than a stimulus, which was just money that they were giving you. This is money you would get anyway in April. Well, no, I shouldn't say that, because they did raise the credit. The credit was $2,000, and now it's $3,000 for kids over 5 years old and $3,600 for kids under 5 years old. So they did raise it, almost doubled it there. So for kids under five. So
okay.
It's substantial.
So that for each child?
For each child, correct.
Oh, okay. So this might really make a big difference for parents. It's a lot of money.
Absolutely. And here another big difference is, used to be if you didn't, you could only take off as much credit as you. So if you had three kids under 5 years old, you know, $3,600, you know, not times three. Let's say over five, because then the math's easier. It's $9,000. Well, if I was only paying $6,000 in tax, I could only take $6,000 credit. But now they're going to give you the whole $9,000, and so you won't pay any taxes, and they'll send you $3,000.
this sounds like a really wonderful thing. And I'm going to ask you, can I adopt you so I can get a check too, Steve? Because
I'm over 17.
Oh, you're over 17. Oh, okay. Well, you don't always act like it, so.
That's actually true.
You're very youthful. Very youthful, Steve. Okay. So this is great. And so what happens if, let's take one more. And if anyone has any questions, give us a call here, 312-981-7200. What happens if you're divorced, right? And so you've got your kids maybe like 50-50 time. And how does the IRS determine who gets that tax credit?
The same way you would get for the exemptions every year. You know, sometimes parents that are divorced will switch years. But, as you know, Karen, it's whoever has the kids more than half the time is really entitled to that, to this credit. And so that's how they determine it. What happens is, and again, they would go on your 2019 or 2020 tax returns. Did you have your kids as dependents on those that year? Then they would give it to you.
Got it. So if some parents alternate their tax, so maybe you get unlucky that that's not your year, and so you don't get that that refund.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly.
I think we're going to have some fighting over that. And unfortunately, for people who like to fight, the court system is kind of an expensive place to do it, so it may not even be worth it to bring it to the court's attention. But I'm sure we're going to see those kinds of questions. Let's take a break. And, you know, if anyone has any legal questions about anything, divorce, criminal law, any news reports you've seen, and also anything tax-related, bankruptcy-related, we're happy to take those questions, too. Steve, can you hang on the line and answer some questions?
Certainly.
Okay, great. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Back in a minute. Happy July 18th. We're talking about tax issues, and we're also taking your legal questions on anything in the world. You have a question, give us a call here, 312-981-7200. We're here with Steve Leahy, who's with Open Tax Resolution. He's good at answering questions. If you have a question, he also has a book. What's your book, Steve, that you can send to people?
Deal with your IRS problem today, and you can get a free copy at freeirsbook.com.
Yeah, it's really good. It's in plain English, and it really helps you kind of put in perspective what you need to do if you have tax issues. I have to tell you, when people have issues like this, Steve, it's really one of the things that weighs on you very, very heavily, because, you know, you can have a lot of different problems in your life, but you just don't want the IRS mad at you, and people take it real hard.
Absolutely true. And, you know, the biggest thing I try to solve for people is give them a good night's sleep, because usually it's been some years before they come to see me, and it's bothered them for a long, long time. And, you know, so, yes, the big thing is putting it behind you and getting some peace of mind.
And I think sometimes, and this is like almost anything else in any legal question, whether it's a divorce or something, a will, you know, doing a will, no one likes to think about their demise. But once you do it, and once you have a plan, you know, here's what the plan is. Here's what you need to do. Here are the tasks that I'm going to give you. Here's what what the lawyer is going to do. And then they have a roadmap, and then they feel so much better because at least they have a way to get out, right?
Absolutely true. And again, when people come to see me, that's what I show them. I show them the map. How do we solve your IRS problem? And I start with a timeline. So here's where we are today. Here's where we want to be. How do we get there? And so that's exactly how I address these problems. And so many people, when they come to see me, when they leave, they say, you know, and again, that's my first goal, is that you get a good night's sleep that night. Because just what you said, if you have a plan, it's so much easier, and a lot, the weight is lifted off your shoulders.
So please, please take this to heart. If you or anyone you know has any issue like this, like, you know, let's talk and let's get it done. 312-981-7200. And I'll give Steve, why don't you give out your contact information now, too, while we're getting calls on here?
Sure. You can call me on my direct line. It's 312-664-6649, and I'm always happy to answer questions.
And Steve is very, very good and very, very approachable, which is good. Now let's go to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to WGN. You have a question about disability.
Yes, I do. My daughter is on Social Security disability, and she earns about, I'd say, her payments equal about $36,000 a year. She has 3 children. Will she be getting any tax credit?
The answer is yes.
She will.
Used to be yes, because it used to be that you had to have an income in order to get this credit, but not anymore. Now it's that everybody's going to be entitled. Anybody with children under a certain level of income is going to get this tax credit. And so if she hasn't gotten it in her bank account yet, then there, you can go to, there is a portal to make sure that the IRS under, knows that where your bank is so they can deposit it. And they're also sending out cards, debit cards. And the portal, it's a long address. So I took the liberty of putting it into a smaller URL, which is tinyurl.com/IRS portal, and it'll take you to the IRS portal, and you can put your information there and make sure that you get the check.
Could you repeat that again? Now. Repeat that again for us.
Certainly. It's tinyurl.com/IRS portal.
Okay. All right, Carolyn. Good news. Good news for your daughter. Thank you.
It is good news. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Thea. Hi, Thea. Welcome to WGN.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, I'm ready to jump ahead here. So there will be no child tax credit received in 2022.
I didn't hear the question.
Could you ask that
for the next upcoming new year?
I'm sorry, what is your question? Is there going to be one in 2022?
Right, because we're getting advanced these payments. So,
I understand
the question. 2022.
I understand the question. So you're saying, so you usually get this on your tax return, right? And so the answer is you're going to get half of it because they're only giving out half in advance. So because there's only half of the year left, they're dividing whatever it is, say it's 36,000, right? I mean 3600, they divide that by 12 and then they give you that over the next 6 months. So you still have half the credit coming next year when you file your 2021 tax return.
That answer your question?
And that's for one child.
That would be for the 3600 is for one child under 5. If their children is between 5 and 17, then it's 3000 per child.
Got it?
Got it.
All right. All right. Thank you, Thea. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
That was a very good question.
Yeah, that's right. Give us a call here, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Do we have some more time here? Yeah, we do. Steve, let's just talk a little bit about when someone comes and tells you that they haven't filed tax returns, that's one issue, and then not paying taxes or not maybe having taxes owed is another thing. Can you just briefly explain that? Oh, while we're getting some calls here, while we get them up on the screen, I always want to make sure people understand the difference between those two problems.
Okay, because it is true that if you don't file your tax returns, it is a crime not to file a tax return. But if you owe the IRS, they're not as aggressive as coming after you, right? Because they don't want to give you the money. After 3 years, they won't pay you the money, right? So if I have a refund coming and I don't file my tax return, after 3 years, the IRS won't give me that money. It's gone. So a lot of people believe it's in the bank and they can just file a bunch of tax return and get a big check. Doesn't work that way. And then a lot of times when people owe the IRS money, what they do is they just don't file their tax return. And they think that somehow the IRS will miss them for that. But here's my advice to everybody. Always file your tax return because it starts the statute of limitations. And then we can put an end to your tax problem much faster if you have filed your tax return. It's convoluted and complicated, and I'd be happy to talk about it, but not on the radio because it's very difficult.
Well, and not filing your tax returns is a crime, as you said.
Yes,
not paying is not necessarily a crime. I mean, IRS go after you and put liens on things and make your life very miserable? Yes, course they can, but not filing. And I think, like you said, people think, if I don't file, the IRS isn't going to know I made any money, and I'll never have to pay this money. And that's not the way it works, right?
My favorite line, though, is I'm going to stay under the radar, and I have to tell people, the IRS doesn't use radar. Right? They use computers, and you're there.
You're right there. All right, let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary. Welcome to WGN. You're talking with Karen Conti and the wonderful Steve Leahy. Hi, Gary. Gary's not here anymore. Gary, you have a legal question. I'm going to have you call back. Is Dawn ready to go? Should I put Dawn on the line? Dawn? Hi, Dawn. Welcome to WGN. Hi, Dawn?
No, hi. This is Gary.
Oh, it's Gary. Okay. Gary, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. What's your legal question?
I was just talking to a gentleman and our phone call got dropped.
Okay. Well, you're on the air now, so ask your legal question. Gary? No. All right. I don't know what's going on here. All right.
Live radio.
It's live radio. It's never good. What else do we want to talk about when it comes to taxes? What are some of the common problems that you see with people having tax issues?
So this is the thing I've been talking about most recently is the effort to double the size of the IRS and to increase the number of audits that are coming. So that is coming. Now the only question is how much more is the IRS going to grow? Because they're going to put more money in. But some people want to double it. Some want to quadruple the size of the IRS, and they're trying to get what they call the tax gap. The tax gap is the difference between what the IRS thinks they should collect from people and what they actually do collect. And with cryptocurrency, and you may have remembered the billionaires that came out with their tax returns, and everybody was up in arms because they said they weren't paying enough of their taxes. These are efforts, in my opinion, to show us that they need to put more money into the IRS for collections. But that means more audits for people. So look for that. Audits are coming, and you should be prepared for that.
What is the, before we take a break, what is the rule about when do you need an accountant to do your taxes?
Okay, so that's a very good question also. What I always tell people is if you're running your own business, you should always have somebody do your tax returns, because this is what these were and try to get it off of your personal income tax. So for instance, an LLC, if I'm running my own business and I have an LLC, that all my business income and deductions are shown up on my personal income tax. Well, this is what people do when they're cheating, right? They invent deductions, they invent expenses, things like that. And so my advice to people is always take that, start a separate entity, and your business should always have their own tax return. And this is one way to avoid audit. And again, if you do your own tax return, that's a red flag because as you run a business, your tax returns gets very complicated, and the chances of you making a mistake are fairly good, and so they're going to audit you to make sure you didn't make a mistake.
Got it. Can you please give out your information again?
Sure. Call my office, 312-664-6649. You can visit us on the web at chicagotaxteam.com. And one more is that if you want a copy of my book, go to freeirsbook.com. That's freeirsbook.com.
And Steve, can you also give out that the
portal
to tell the IRS where you are in order to get this advanced tax credit?
That is tinyurl.com/IRS portal.
Thank you, Stephen Leahy. Have a great rest of your afternoon.